Hello, welcome again to the Macro and Volatility Podcast, where we discuss the world of investing through the lens of cross-asset and derivative frameworks. My name is Michael Purvis of Talbach & Capital Advisors, a macro research firm for institutional investors. I'm here with my good friend and intellectual sparring partner, Josh Silva.
Hello, I'm Josh Silva, Passaic Partners, an investment fund for institutional investors. We focus on generating alpha and reducing risk through the use of derivatives. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. So, Michael, yesterday we had the Fed meeting. What did you think? What do you think came out of that?
Well, I thought it was an interesting meeting, Josh. I thought Powell's commentary was certainly dovish for the front end of the curve. He was pretty clear and explicit about no hikes. And that's very significant because the rates market really repriced the cuts from 7 to just 1 coming into the meeting there. So what does that mean? It basically means that the bar for the short end of the curve, those yields to go a lot higher, is simply, it's hard now because there's only one cut priced this year and Powell said no hikes, right? On the other hand, the bar to lower, if the data warrants it, right? If we get cooler data over the next few months, then there's a much easier path for maybe those one or two or possibly even three cuts to be realized here. So I thought that was very significant. It feels like, in a sense, he's kind of walled off some of his own optionality there. The long end of the curve, though, was different there. And one of the things that Powell keeps sidestepping in these press conferences is whether the Fed is expecting the long-run policy rates to shift to a higher range or not. This is important given that there is some evidence that there are some structural changes in the inflation picture which has been developing over the last year. The Fed's data dependency addresses the here and now but does little to address the ultimate destination of policy rates. In this respect, the upcoming Summary of Economic Projections, or SEP, will be really important. That will come out at the June meeting. There, if we could see a further shift higher in all those estimates of what the long run policy rate is going to be, then that is a little bit of a signal that maybe the Fed really is thinking that we're going to get off the 2.5% level to something meaningfully higher there. So let's see what that happens there. But right now, what we do know is that this back end sell off so far this year has not really been term premium driven. The term premium right now is at zero. It got to 45 basis points positive back in October there. So I think that's a looming issue for the back end of the curve. But Josh, with all that being said, how are you seeing the volatility markets in both interest rate and equity in the coming months? Do we have major catalysts on the horizon which can drive volatility up or down?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very good question. I mean, I think based upon what you just discussed, which is the Fed and the Fed's sort of predicament of going from seven cuts to one, or they sort of really narrowed the range down. That to me is, if you know, narrow the range, you narrowed the possibilities. Therefore, I can see the move going significantly lower from here. It's at 100. It could easily get to 80, which is sort of the low end of what we've seen recently. I think it's really set up for the front end of the curve specifically to have a very, very quiet summer. The back end of the curve, as you pointed out, gets a little bit more interesting. But that being said, with the front end of the curve being where it is, it's going to, I think, going to dampen equity volatility. And I actually think with the uncertainty of the back end, which is higher, you know, higher tenure, it's going to put a little bit more of a cap on equities. I think people were thinking lower rates, therefore that kind of added a tailwind to growth, which is one of the reasons we saw the rally we saw since the end of October. But I think this sort of higher rates in the back end, maybe the possibility, as we like to say, of a tenure at 5%, is going to kind of keep a little bit of a cap on upside in equities, which is actually where the vol has been sort of driven by. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see if the Fed is going to issue more debt. And quite frankly, what are the markets going to keep buying it? We've seen quite a bit of pension fund buying in bonds. Whether that continues, if yields go higher, it'll be interesting to see. Again, this is all in relationship to the Fed. Now, as we like to say, you know, in sell in May, go away, maybe it's more sell vol in May and go away. Of course, we also have NVIDIA May. So we'll find out what that happens, what goes on there, and what it does to markets. Going beyond May, with a quieter Fed, with a more determined Fed, people are going to start, of course, talking about the election. I think in terms of markets, in terms of vol, in terms of uncertainty, we know the two candidates. We know what they both stand for. We both know their policies. We know the knowns. We also know the unknowns. And I feel like, therefore, that's going to be a much quieter period than we're used to, a much more quieter election, pre-election period. And I'm not saying September might not get interesting, but pre-September, we kind of know where everyone stands. We kind of know what everyone's policies are. which again makes, I think, the surprises less likely. With that being said, Michael, I loved what you were saying about the back end of the curve. Could you kind of talk a little bit more about that and inflation in general?
Well, sure. I just think that, you know, there are these structural factors that are inflation. You can get talk about housing, the structural tightness in that supply. You can talk about structural tightness in labor. And you can even talk to a degree about some tightness, structural tightness in some of the key commodities, some of the metals and so forth. Copper continues to be, you know, to rally ever higher here. And all those things are not something that is, you know, just transitory from the COVID era. Those are things that are new forces. And then throw into that, you know, you mentioned the elections, Josh, but, you know, we're looking at, you know, when I look at either side, I don't see anything that is explicitly out to tackle inflation. There, we all know that it's been a Achilles heel for the Biden campaign from a political point of view, but I'm not hearing a lot of rhetoric from either side about how inflation is going to be ground down to where it was before COVID there. So I think that's another thing. And of course, there's no fiscal hawks anywhere to be found anymore on either side of the aisle. And that raises also questions about term premia for the back end of the curve as well. So again, I think right now we're looking at a short end that is a lot more stable than it has been in quite some time. The back end may be taking cues from other things going forwards, and that could lift term premia higher and there. But it's going to be a very interesting thing to watch the Fed at the June meeting.
Yeah, I think it creates a backdrop for a difficult upside momentum in equities unless it's very earnings driven. And it sounds like we continue like our commodity gold play that we've been writing about, the quiet, strong sort of move, even though neither of us would be considered gold bugs by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. No, exactly.
That's it for today. Again, this is Josh Silva, Passaic Partners. You can find me on Bloomberg, the website, PassaicPartners.com, or the Passaic Partners LinkedIn page.
And this is Michael Purvis at Talbach and Capital Advisors. You can find me on LinkedIn as well as on Bloomberg. Thanks very much for listening.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not investment advice. The information, opinions, and views expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended as investment advice. The opinions expressed may not align with Passaic Partners' views or its client strategies. Market forecasts are speculative and should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Consult your financial and tax advisors before making any investments.